Hey everyone, welcome back to Mercy Talk Podcast. I am your host, Melanie Carter, and I am also the Director of Outreach here at Mercy, and we have been working over the last few months in our outreach department on creating tools and resources to help those of you out there who are working with people who may be hurting or just need help and need to be led to a place of freedom. And so that is kind of my primary role here at Mercy. And I'm also very excited to be able to host the Mercy Talk podcast. So thank you so much for joining us this week. And today we are starting on our sixth key in the Ditch the Baggage podcast series. And that key is choosing freedom over oppression. And if you have missed any of our previous shows, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and listen to them. I've said it probably every single week, but all of these keys to freedom that we are discussing really all work in conjunction with one another. They are not always just a standalone principle. They all kind of feed into each other. So it's really important that you grasp all of them. And so I just encourage you that if you've not heard our previous shows, to make sure you go back and listen in. So for those of you who might not know, Ditch the Baggage is a book that was written by our founder and president here at Mercy, Nancy Alcorn. And that book is set to release on October 6th. And it is basically the counseling model that Mercy Ministries has used for years to help girls walk through a process of finding freedom from life-controlling issues such as addictions, abuse, self-destructive behavior, basically everything that you can imagine that might be controlling their life. But we have found that these principles are life-changing, not just for the girls who walk through our program and are struggling with, you know, maybe deep emotional trauma, but these principles work for everyone of any age, no matter what you might be struggling with. If it's something as deep as something super traumatic that happened in your life, or if it's just that you're struggling with, you know, insecurity or just things that just kind of seem to kind of always nag at you. And so, you know, we just are really, really excited about sharing these principles with people outside of our walls. And we also want to let you know that along with the Ditch the Baggage book, we have developed a full curriculum that includes a study guide, a leader guide, video teachings, all different kinds of things to help you walk through and really apply these principles to your life. So we are really, really excited about that. You can actually pre-order the book on Amazon.com today. And the full curriculum will be available in early October on our website. And so make sure that you check back for that. So today we are welcoming one of our seasoned counselors from our Nashville home, Meredith Myers. Meredith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Before we get started, if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing with our listeners a little bit about your background, how you came to Mercy, we'll just kind of start from there.
Sure. You know, I think I'll start with college. My undergraduate degree was in psychology. I knew I wanted to work with people and be part of helping people, and then after college, really every job that I had was in the area of ministry. Worked for a church for a while, working with their college ministry and their outreach ministry. And then went on to work with a organization that nationally and internationally does evangelism and discipleship mm-hmm. on college campuses. And there was a lot that I really loved and enjoyed about that, but also found that there were a lot of students that we were working with that were really facing major issues mm-hmm. in their life, pain from the past, things that were hindering them in their daily life, and really wanted to be able to work with them on that deeper level and wanted to move more towards counseling. And so pursued my master's degree at Tribeca University here in Nashville. Yeah, I've been at Mercy for 9 years now. July was 9 years.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. 9 years. That's amazing. What would you say that throughout that time here has become like your favorite part of being here at Mercy?
Well, I really love the counseling process and the things that I'm able to do in counseling. I love watching transformation occur. Mm-hmm. I'm really just humbled and amazed by the things that young women choose to face in this, you know, their time when they're at Mercy, their time in the program. They display tremendous bravery and honesty, mm-hmm. and it's amazing to see God's really meet someone in that place.
Yeah.
And for things that they've, you know, carried for years things like shame, beliefs like what happened to me was my fault, mm-hmm. to see those begin to be replaced, to see them begin to really grasp on to God's love for them and the truth of who they are in Him and how that equips them then to walk in freedom.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Meredith, we are talking today about, you know, choosing freedom over oppression. And I think that this is an area where there's lots of different teachings and ideas and thoughts up there about what oppression actually is. And so before we kind of dive into, you know, finding freedom from that, could you just kind of start off by just giving us like what we define oppression as here?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I don't know that I necessarily have per se a definition, but just some kind of thoughts about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think oppression indicates I'm not free in mm-hmm. this area. And so that can be, you know, slavery to addictions, to habits, to thought patterns. I also find it really helpful to think in terms of an area of bondage or a stronghold in my life. And so it's gone, you know, beyond something where the enemy just has a foothold, but really this is somewhere that he's been able to set up camp in my life. And I'm an area, like I said, where I'm not experiencing freedom.
Right, right. And so with that in mind, you know, if someone is saying, well, okay, well, how does someone get to that point? Like, why do I experience, if I feel like I am experiencing a stronghold in an area, why? Like, why, where does that come from?
Mm-hmm. You know, we experience strongholds for a lot of reasons. For one, we live in a fallen world. We mm-hmm. live in a world that's not perfect. And, you know, we experience sin and the effects of sin in our world. And also, you know, there's a reality that we have an enemy. I think we can learn a lot about our enemy and his tactics from what we're told about him in Scripture. John 10:10 tells us that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God's will for us is that we would have life and have it abundantly. Yeah. And so, you know, we're not in neutral territory. We don't live life without being attacked mm-hmm. and experiencing sin and temptation and the things that we know about the enemy, things that we're told about him, reveal some of his tactics and the ways that he does that, the ways that he works. We're told that our enemy is the adversary, that he's the slanderer, the evil one, the tempter, the accuser of the brethren. And we're told in John 8:44 that he's the father of lies. There's no truth in him. Mm-hmm. And lies are, in fact, his native language. I think sometimes when we think of opposition or the enemy or spiritual warfare, we can think of these really crazy, outlandish things or
right.
images of, like, you know, the movie The Exorcist or crazy right. stuff like that. But when we're told, you know, he's the father of lies, that reveals a lot to us about his tactics. Mm-hmm. And often with, you know, the strongholds in our lives, you know, we've walked into those strongholds because we've bought into lies mm-hmm. Or we've believed the lie that something will satisfy us or provide something that we need. And that's how we've gotten entangled in those strongholds.
Sure.
Which really, you know, highlights the importance for us of knowing the truth. God's word tells us that when we know the truth will set us free. Mm-hmm. And that we do have weapons that are power to demolish the strongholds of the enemy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if it might always, you know, it's always kind of helpful sometimes to just even give an example of what that could look like in somebody's life. Mm-hmm. So could you just kind of maybe lay out just an example or two of kind of what this could look like?
Sure. You know, an example would be a stronghold of pride. That's one that we see commonly, maybe a stronghold of fear or something kind of more along the behavioral lines, like being addicted to pornography and mm-hmm. having that stronghold in our lives. You know, we could talk about a stronghold of insecurity. Mm-hmm. That's one that a lot of us face. And then, you know, is a stronghold in and of itself, and then also the root for a lot of other strongholds in our lives, because we start right. finding ways to cover that or to cope with that. And so can grow into other areas and behaviors that we continue to be ensnared in.
Right. And I think that's such a good, I'm glad that you brought in both. Sometimes it's behavioral and it looks behavioral, but it's always typically linked back to some sort of internal mm-hmm. stronghold.
Right.
And so I think it's really important. I think sometimes it's easy for us to just think about, oh, you know, well, there's an addiction here, or there's mm-hmm. just anything behavioral that we might look at, and we need to break free from this behavior. And as we've said a million times throughout all of these podcasts, you know, that is, it's important to look at, you know, kind of the behaviors that are coming out of those strongholds. But we always here at Mercy focus on going into the root of those issues. And that is key to what we do here. And that we're not just about fixing someone's behavior, but mm-hmm. finding where that stronghold is at their core. And so I'm glad that you brought that piece in, you know. And so I guess that kind of leads us into the next question that I would have, especially through your experience. You've had 9 years here at Mercy, you know. I mean, these girls who come into our homes are struggling with any number of life-controlling issues and strongholds in their life. So in your experience, how do you walk someone from a place of bondage into a place of freedom in those areas of oppression?
Well, I think, you know, so many of the things that you've already been talking about in other podcasts are so important.
Right.
Strongholds are, you know, often rooted in those areas of false beliefs and, you know, the experiences we've had that have really left a mark on us. As I mentioned, you know, it's incredibly important that we know the truth if we're going to recognize a lie. It's much easier if we're familiar with the truth mm-hmm. and filling ourselves with the truth, and we're equipped to be able to do that. You know, after all the years of working here, you see patterns a lot of times. I don't think we certainly can't confine God, and I don't think he works in formulas. But I will say that I have seldom seen a stronghold be broken and also continue to remain to be a secret.
Mm,
yeah. It's often as things are brought to the light, as we're confessing our sins to the Lord and often to others and seeking accountability, mm-hmm. Whether that, you know, is a trusted friend, an accountability partner, a youth pastor, seeking out counseling to help get to the root issues behind these behaviors. I think often bringing those things into the light is a first significant step.
It's good to hear you say, you know, even I think of all the different keys that we've discussed, I think this one probably captures all of the other ones mm-hmm. the most mm-hmm. as far as how pivotal it is. You know, our past keys that we've discussed in here have been about renewing the mind and about, you know, forgiveness and
right.
about walking through hurts that maybe have created some of those lies that have created the strongholds, you know, that they just all work in conjunction with one another. And so what I'm hearing you say is that to experience freedom from oppression, you have to practically apply all of the things that we've discussed in
right.
the previous shows here. So
right.
Once again, you know, I think it just goes to prove that these things all work together and that the Lord uses each of these keys to bring us to a place of freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one scripture that I think really pertains to this topic is Romans 6:16, which tells us, you know, we're not completely our own. We're slaves to something. We choose what we're going to serve. We can be a slave to sin, which is going to lead to death and bondage, or we can choose to be a slave to obedience, which leads to righteousness and the fullness of what God has for us. So obviously, in the big picture of our lives, we either choose that we're going to serve God or we choose to do things our own way. And also multiple times throughout our day, we make choices, that same choice on a smaller scale. You know, in this moment, am I going to choose to be obedient to the Lord? Am I going to choose to release control to him? Am I going to choose to mm-hmm. seek, you know, healing? Am I going to choose to be honest with someone in my life, to ask for accountability, to begin to look at the deeper roots behind, you know, the stronghold and what's really going on with this? Or am I going to choose to take a step towards this thing and continuing to uphold this stronghold in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think so often the strongholds in our life are in effect either of our own sin and choices that we've made, or the sin of others and the effect that that had on us.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or the other, they're often part of that reality, like we said, of living in a fallen world and being in a world that isn't perfect, that is affected by sin, and, you know, having an adversary that does seek to destroy and bring destruction.
I love so much that you talked just now about the power of choice in all of this, because I think that there can sometimes be an idea that oppression is all just 100% from Satan and it's all demonic and it's all about just, you know, if somebody's struggling with this and they just need to just say be gone and that's it and it's over and done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a lot to be said for the ongoing choices that we make on a daily basis to move towards freedom or to move towards bondage and the power of that. So I'm really glad that you pointed that out.
Well, and I think that comes back again to what we talked about earlier, the fact that, you know, spiritual warfare or the tactics of the enemy that we experience are often so practical. Mm-hmm. You know, even just the society that we live in that is often so opposed to God's ways. We're constantly bombarded with messages about who we are, what makes us worthy or worthwhile, what makes us attractive or beautiful, what makes us successful. We're constantly bombarded with all of these messages. Mm-hmm. And again, if we don't know the truth, if we're not holding to the truth, we're going to be really susceptible to those things. And I love what you shared earlier about, you know, it's really getting to the roots behind behavior. We definitely want people to experience freedom in the area of behavior. But if we haven't really gotten to those roots, you know, those beliefs, the hurts, like I said, the things that you have already been talking about in previous podcasts, you know, if we only deal with behavior and we're able to maybe just white knuckle it and stop mm-hmm. a behavior, mm-hmm. but we haven't gotten to those things that are really underneath and the ways that we have strategically been attacked and hurt, wounded, bought into lies in our lives, we're going to see those behaviors just pop up in other areas.
Sure. And I think that just goes to show, again, I mean, that like, that's not freedom. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just think of freedom as like, well, as soon as I can manage this behavior, I'm free.
Right.
But man, when that internal core struggle or bondage is still there, that is not true freedom for them. And so I think that's really, really important that we always go back to that, because that's what we stand for here at Mercy, you know. So, Meredith, you know, I'm sure that there are people listening in today who maybe, even as we have been talking, have been able to pinpoint an area of their life where they are struggling with some oppression and feeling that stronghold. And so, you know, to wrap up today, it'd be awesome if you could just say a prayer for anybody who's listening in who may be really seeing that in their life and want freedom from that. So if you could just pray for any listener who might be in that place, that'd be awesome.
Sure, absolutely. Lord, today we just pray for those who are listening that, God, that they're not living in freedom. Lord, they're not living in the fullness of all that you have for them. Lord, those that find themselves stuck and trapped in an area of their lives, God. And first and foremost, we just pray that this message today would begin to bring a bit of hope, Lord. Hope that there can be freedom, that there can be healing, that the fullness of life in Christ is available to them. And Lord, I also pray for those who aren't even aware that there's some areas in their life where they aren't experiencing freedom and living in the truth of all that you have for them. Lord, your word tells us that your spirit is able to search us out, to know our hearts even more than we know ourselves, Lord. And so I pray for those listening today, God, that you would begin to uncover and reveal the ways that they have bought into lies or mistruths about themselves or who you are, God. We pray that you would begin to reveal those things and reveal patterns of behavior that are unhealthy or limiting, God, or even ways that they've tried to meet legitimate needs with illegitimate things, God, with the things that won't truly satisfy, Lord. God, I pray that you would bring people into their lives that can begin to partner with them, Lord, people that they can be honest with, people that can begin to walk them through the process of healing and coming to experience you as you truly are. And God, I pray that they would have a revelation of who they truly are in you, Lord, and begin to partner with you for the freedom that is theirs to have in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Meredith, again, I know that you have so much going on here on a daily basis, and so I just am so thankful for you coming along today and sharing some great things about this topic of freedom over oppression. So thank you again.
Absolutely. Love being here.
And I just want to remind our listeners that you can experience these keys to freedom live and in person with our Mercy staff members, including Nancy Alcorn, at the Freedom Experience event happening on October 2nd and 3rd right here in Nashville. And we are so excited. This is not just going to be a really cool, you know, two-day event, but this is going to be something that we're going to pass on very practical ways to apply these keys to freedom in your daily life. And so we are Really, really excited about it. We also have Point of Grace and Ellie Holcomb coming to lead worship for that event. It's just going to be an awesome weekend, so please don't miss out on that. You can find information and register by going to mercymultiplied.com. And we appreciate you coming along with us on this journey each week as we've been diving into these keys to freedom. And we just look forward to next week because we're going to go even deeper on this topic of freedom from oppression with a personal story from one of our guests. So we hope that you will join us, and we'll see you next week.